1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Oh my gosh. We have made it through another weekend, back to a new week. And I'm telling you what, guys, I'm lucky I'm in here today. If my voice sounds a little bit different, it's because I'm speaking in a lower register because these allergies that I've been having, I told you guys last week, these allergies are destroying me. And, this is actually pretty good considering on Friday and Saturday, especially, I almost had like no voice. So it has been tea and honey for me. I can't even tell you how many gallons of tea with honey that I have had in the last 48 hours, but I assure you it's been a lot. It was a lot of fun over the weekend. Went to a sale. It was like a barn sale, like south of Battle Creek. So it was a lot of fun, but I did do a lot of resting because again, like I can't be out there with the pollen out there in the air. Like it's completely changed my voice. So luckily I'm bouncing back. It's not as bad as it was, but again, gallons of tea and honey. And I got to give a shout out to Chris from BC Pizza because he gave me literally a 5-gallon pickle bucket full of raw honey. And I'm telling you, it's coming in clutch today. I'm lucky to have the voice that I have at all today. Otherwise, I would have had to have AI Mark do the show. And trust me, nobody wants AI Mark. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Keeping an eye on some severe weather that could be heading our way. You know, we just passed the 1-year mark of the Portage tornado. And since then, you know, the city is still trying to recover from all of the damage that it cost, millions of dollars of damage. Luckily, nobody was killed. But we are, you know, in that weird time frame where we're going to start seeing some more dangerous weather. And we're taking a look at a storm. We're actually keeping an eye on the storm on the 1077 RKR app. What makes it a little bit more concerning for me, in my opinion, is that the storm's intensity is looking to go overnight. So one, I'm not going to be getting a lot of sleep that night. And two, it's a little bit more dangerous because most of us are sleeping. So if the storms are heavier at night, it's harder to keep track of. But something you want to keep an eye on the 1077 RKR app, we got a link to the Michigan Storm Chasers who are basically just eyeballing the storm and trying to make it so that, you know, if the closer we get, the closer we'll know and the more we'll know about what kind of damage, if any, that we may be seeing. But it could be severe weather, so keep an eye out on that. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Fans of Led Zeppelin should own the 2019 Robert Plant Alison Krauss album, Raise the Roof, featuring a cover of the Everly Brothers and the track High and Lonesome, which was written by Plant and session musician T-Bone Burnett. This is the second collaborative studio album between Alison and Robert, and one that you should definitely check out. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. I'll make a deal, I'll dance in hell. I'll sing out loud and loud, yeah. Seven seas, so all alone, so high and lonesome. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's so many great pizza places in Southwest Michigan, and one of the favorites has unfortunately closed again. So back in 2020, the original owners of Pizza Caterina had kind of just closed down. They didn't make any announcements. We found out that one of the owners was going through cancer. So they were battling cancer. Then they closed down and they said, we're permanently closed. However, we are talking to new owners. Well, luckily, there were people who were interested in keeping that place alive. And it was actually a couple who had decided, like, you know what? We are so passionate about this brand and their pizza. We're going to buy this. So they bought the company from them. So Pam and her husband, they reopened Pizza Caterina and it was huge, but unfortunately, you know, for unknown reasons, basically on Friday, or I was actually Saturday, they took to Facebook and they said that this would be their last hours of business. and they have officially closed. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we have a link to the announcement that they made. They haven't really said exactly why they're closing. I would imagine it would have to do have something to do with business being difficult. I know for especially opening up, reopening a business during the pandemic was not easy. So I'm not quite sure exactly what happened, why they're closed down. But for now, it doesn't look like Pizza Caterina is ever going to be open again until unless somebody buys it again. But you have to keep your fingers crossed there if you're a fan of their pizza. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So one of the most popular burger chains is rumored to be coming to Michigan. One of the most popular burger chains on the west side of the country could be coming to our state. You can find out which one on the 107.7 RKR app. I'm really curious if they're going to be able to pull this off because I know we're still waiting for a Buc-ee's to come here. Because from what I've heard, Buc-ee's is like otherworldly good and cool. And plus that iconic logo too. So we're still waiting for that to come to Michigan. I don't know if it'll ever happen. Portage is apparently getting a Raising Cane's, which would be massive as well. But I want to know from you what you would like to see come to Michigan. If there's like a national chain that hasn't been here yet, 978-1077 or hit me up on the chat button on the 107.7 RKR app. You can check out on the app to see if this burger chain really will be coming here to compete with the now expanding Hot and Now. We could potentially have a burger war on our hands, and I'm all about it. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We do this thing called Workplace of the Week. We team up with BC Pizza in Kalamazoo, and we want to support all the great local businesses that jam the rocker while you're at work, because we know there's a ton of you guys who jam the rocker at work that have not signed up to be Workplace of the Week to get that free pizza party from BC Pizza in Kalamazoo. So our good buddy Trevor from DNA Auto Body, they won Workplace of the Week last week. So we're going to throw them a pizza party. You want to get your workplace signed up, do it on the 107.7 RKR app, WRKR.com. Click that Workplace button, get signed up, and then hang out with us right around this time on Fridays as we welcome back BC Pizza, and we'll announce our new Workplace of the Week on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a lot of people who are saying that the Pope may be a Detroit Lions fan, and if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you could see about how, although the new Pope, Leo XIV, was born in Chicago in 1955, he has clarified he's a White Sox fan, not a Cubs fan, but he may be a Detroit Lions fan because apparently, according to multiple outlets, he actually went to school in West Michigan, and we tell you where on the 107.7 RKR app. So it's possible that this guy could be a Detroit Lions fan. So although he was born and raised in Chicago, he did go to school in Western Michigan. So it's possible that he could be a Detroit Lions fan. That would be huge. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, if he is a Detroit Lions fan, we may not need a miracle to win a Super Bowl after all. We just got to pray to